what does your avoidant ex need from you? Whether you're trying to get them back or you've gotten them back, you need to know what they need so that you can either get them back or keep them once they're back and not have to go through yet another breakup. So stay tuned. Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. I'm a dating and relationship expert specializing in helping you get your ex back or to get over your ex. And welcome back, my beautiful no contact army. Hopefully you've downloaded my app Silencio and it's helping you stay in no contact. The link is underneath every single video and podcast. And to join our no contact army, all you have to do is hit the subscribe button and the bell notification and you're in. And to read our manual, go to nocontactsecrets.com where you can read 2 free chapters before you purchase the book. So avoidants get a very bad rap, and they're often confused with narcissists, which is why I did a video to show you the differences between an actual narcissist and someone who has an avoidant attachment style. And I will, of course, place the link in the upper right-hand corner on YouTube. And for those of you listening on a podcast, well, you're just going to have to hop on over to YouTube. So please stop calling anyone who pulls away a narcissist without considering that they may be an avoidant or maybe they're just not that interested. And I've also seen comments calling them evil and all kinds of names. And the people making these comments are usually people with an anxious attachment style who've been hurt and betrayed, and now they're lashing out at all avoidants. The person with the avoidant attachment ends up triggering the avoidant. The avoidant pulls away, and the anxious person gets even more anxious, and it becomes a vicious cycle. So in order to get your avoidant back or to have a successful relationship with one, it will help to understand the avoidant mindset. Avoidant attachment is a survival adaptation. Most avoidants don't even know that they're avoidant. And in fact, I've seen several comments where the person wanted to get information on getting their avoidant ex back, and then they realized, oops, they were actually the avoidant. And that's because they're not doing it on purpose. To them, it just feels like normal life. And that is because avoidants prioritize the skills that will help them to survive and deprioritize emotional intimacy and connection. They prioritize defense instead of openness. So one thing you need to do with an avoidant, whether you're trying to get them back or you're actually dating one, is to make them feel safe. And this means that once you're past the initial courting stage, once that whole dance is over, you stay consistent with how you show your feelings. Meaning, if you were affectionate in the beginning, if you start to pull away and not be as affectionate, the avoidant will be triggered. Avoidants struggle with closeness and being open and vulnerable since they inherently don't trust people. Their thinking is, well, why should I be open and trusting with you if you're just going to turn around and use it against me and betray me? So if they do start to open up and you start to be inconsistent or to pull away, they're going to go back into their shell and not trust you. Also, something to keep in mind is that for avoidance, their oxytocin is naturally low, so they do not bond to other people easily. As you may or may not know, oxytocin is a bonding hormone. So if you're dating a female avoidant, you want to make sure that she climaxes when you're being intimate, because that is how oxytocin is released. Because if you're dating an avoidant and she doesn't climax, she will not bond with you. So if you were used to women being clingy after sex because they didn't have an avoidant attachment style, you're going to be very surprised when this woman does not behave like other women that you've been with in the past. And by the way, if you like what you're hearing and finding it helpful, please be sure to subscribe. It's free, and that way you won't miss any future videos. Okay, so if you have an anxious attachment style and you've managed to hide it in the beginning, and then it starts to come out because you start to feel needy, you will once again trigger an avoidant. And the best advice I can give to you is to work towards becoming more secure, because otherwise a relationship with an avoidant is going to drive you crazy. And you think you're not doing anything wrong, but avoidants are super sensitive to either someone's interest level going down or someone being too needy. And yes, I know avoidants also need to work on becoming more secure, but you're the one listening to this trying to get your ex back, not them. And I actually have a woman that I can refer you to who only deals with people who have an anxious attachment style, and several of my clients have worked with her. So if you would like her information, just send me an email at my website, theartoflove.net. Also, avoidants do not trust people, not because people are bad, but because they feel that people cannot control themselves and do the right thing when circumstances call for it. So if you're anxious and you start to freak out or show signs of extreme anxiety, your avoidant is going to be triggered and will want to get away from you because you're proving their point that people can't be trusted. This is why if you're in no contact, you have to stay in no contact, even when you get triggered and feel like reaching out. Contacting an avoidant when you're panicked or scared is just going to push them further away. That's the worst time to reach out. And when you do have contact with them after a breakup, you need to be calm. That's what they need from you, and that will help them to be able to trust you and for their interest level to go up. Something else to keep in mind about avoidance is that they don't trust people to be fair with them. So start using the word fair whenever you're dealing with them. I want this to be fair for you. What do you think is fair? Etc. So the top two things that they need from you is consistency and fairness. And they don't expect either one from anyone. So when you give it, at first they're going to be surprised and not trust it. But if you continue to be consistent and fair, they'll start to warm up. There also needs to be clear and direct communication. No hinting, no beating around the bush. Say what you mean what you say. You want to clear up any misunderstandings sooner rather than later. For example, if you normally text back quickly and that day you're not going to have cell service or you're going to be super busy, let them know ahead of time. Or if you have a project at work that you really need to focus on and you're not going to be able to spend as much time with them as you normally would, again, communicate that. Don't just pull away. Don't just disappear. And this isn't important only with avoidance. It's actually important with anyone of any attachment style. I had a client who was going through some things, and instead of communicating with his partner, he didn't contact her for weeks and weeks. So of course, by the time he reached out, she was done with him. And then of course he contacted me to try to get her back, but we never got her back. What can I say? So effective communication is one of the most important things in a relationship if you want it to be successful. And something else to keep in mind is that whenever there's a conflict, an avoidant tends to run away and do their best to solve the issue by themselves. And then once it's solved, in their mind, they come back. They don't trust other people, again, to be fair and resolve the conflict with them. That's why they do it alone. Or they're just so used to doing things alone and figuring things out on their own that they feel more comfortable and safe doing it that way. I've used the example of avoidance being like feral cats in a previous video. If you manage to get a feral cat to come inside, you need to approach it cautiously and get it to trust you before it will turn into a house cat that's purring and rolling over on its back and letting you pet its belly. Now, you may not want to pet your partner's belly, or maybe you do, but you definitely want your partner to trust you. It takes patience to be with an avoidant and to get them back. Whether it's worth it or not, well, that's up to you. So now I want to hear from you. Since most avoidants are men, please comment below whether your avoidant is male or female. I want to do an informal survey. And in the meantime, if you would like my help to get your ex back, you can contact me at theartoflove.net and we will send you the rates. The direct link is below every single video and podcast. If you found this video helpful, please like, subscribe, and share. If you're listening to this as a podcast, please rate and review. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.